Blog Talk Radio.
Because I'm brand new. This is Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and you're live in the studio with you today, PSM. We're here, praise the Lamb of God, with prophetic perspectives, and we thank and praise God for each of you. Praise the Lamb of God. We are extremely excited about our fast and what God is doing with us and through us as it relates to bringing the people of God into the place of promise. The place to receive the promises, the posture to receive the promise. Praise the Lamb of God. The promises of God are yes, yea, and amen. And I want to see everybody with what God has promised them. Praise the Lamb of God. I guess I got a big heart. I want to see everybody with what God has for them and not just me. God is doing mighty things in my life. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm watching him move in the lives of other people that's testifying concerning the goodness of the Lord, and I want you to be one of those testimonials. I want you to be able to give God praise, hallelujah, in this day as we celebrate Christ. in the highest way. Praise the Lamb of God for being so good to us. Praise the Lamb of God. And also because we know that praises embody the presence of God. Praise the Lamb of God. He inhabits the praises of his people. Praise the Lord. And so we want to have a praiseful day today. Hallelujah. As we talk and share today about many things, we want to deal with a little bit of prophetic praise. Praise the Lamb of God. What is prophetic praise? What is that about? We're going to come back and we're going to deal with that. Praise the Lamb of God here shortly. I am so excited about those of you who call in every day, those of you that chime into the show. Praise the Lamb of God. If you want to be a part of our live studio, you can easily access us by dialing in through your telephone at area code 646-564-9818. That's area code 646-564-9818. Be a part of our live studio. Ask questions, interact with me. Praise the Lamb of God. And who knows, you might receive a prophetic word. Praise the Lamb. Well, I tell you, the Lord is so good to us. Hallelujah. We're doing roll call on Full Gospel Conference Call. All I have to do is tell them that I'm on the line, people of God, and I'll be right back. They're doing the roll call now. I love you guys. I bless you guys. Praise the Lamb of God. Let's enjoy Donnie McClurkin right now.
When I want to feel the presence of the Lord, I go to the songs that have the power. Songs that deal with the cross. Because we can't get so advanced that we forget the cross of Calvary. I don't hear you in here. We can't become so progressive that we forget it's the cross that saves. It's the cross that purchased our salvation. It was his death on the cross that made it so that we can have a right to salvation and eternity. It was the death, it was the bloody, gory, wonderful cross. They would sing, our life ended, my Savior bleed, and did my sovereign die? Would he devote that sacred head?
People, God, there's no harm in joining in and praising God with Donnie McClurkin. Oh, yeah.
Was it for crimes that I had done? He hung upon a tree. What amazing pity, grace unknown, and love beyond degree. See, a lot of people don't know those verses. Drops of grief can never pay the debt of love I owe. My shame. Dear Lord, I give myself to thee. It's all that I can do. Then they would say, at the cross, where and the burdens of my heart run away. It was there I received my back, and now I am here all the day. See, the generations have got to know these songs. The children have got to hear the same songs that I heard. You got to hear the old people sing, down at the cross, where my Savior died. See, you young people don't know the song. I am so wondrously saved from my sins. Jesus so sweetly abides. There at the cross where he took me, as we sing it.
People of God, you're live with Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and we're here in the studio. Praise the Lamb of God. Bishop Morton is talking to us right now, and I want to hear his message, and then I'll be through with this call. I love you. I bless you. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Just enjoy God today. Praise the Lamb. It is praise day, people of God, so we want to keep the praises high today. Amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Love you all. Here we go, right here.
And that's what crazy, crazy lies wants to do and will do. As
God, we're open. We're open.
We're open. We're open. We're open.
Given, full of songs, full of businesses that could have changed the world, but I held on to it because I got comfortable and I got complacent. But when I get to heaven, I want to hear him tell, well done, good and faithful servant. That's what I want to hear, because I know that I've done everything that I'm supposed to do. So I say this, I want to live a life poured out. 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 Come on, dear Greek, say,
I want to live a life poured out. Forgive their sin and heal their land. When we get this, the world will change. See, we bought into the mentality that the majority rules, that we can't do anything by ourselves. But we don't live in a democracy, we live in the kingdom. God and us are the majority. Come on, say this. Say, we can change the world. Do you believe? If I didn't believe this, why would I be standing up here? There's no reason to keep coming week after week after week and hearing the same thing over. over and over if we don't believe that what we get on the inside of us can change the world. If we don't believe it, we should stop coming.
Well, I bless you all today. This is Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and you're live with PSM. Praise the Lamb of God. Those of you who are listening to us via the internet would like to call in and be a part of our live studio, you can today at area code 646-564-9818. It is our praise day on our page. Praise the Lamb of God. And we have entered into our fast. Praise the Lamb of God. Our fast period is 7 days. We're in the first day. It started at midnight last night, and we're asking all of you guys to join us. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The menu is that comes from the earth. If it grows out of the ground, you can eat it. Praise the Lamb of God. If it grows out of the ground, you can eat it, but we want you to eat it as natural as possible. Praise the Lamb of God. No pop, no liquor. Juices is fine. Praise the Lamb of God. Juice and water. And curtail your portions. Praise the Lamb of God. Eat half of what you normally eat. Praise the Lamb. And then spend time in prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. Spend time in prayer. Hallelujah. I'm skipping one meal every day. Praise the Lamb of God. And that time, I'm going to spend talking to God, whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner. I'm skipping that one meal. Praise the Lamb of God, so that I can have some quality time with the Lord. And I'm asking all of you to join in with me, praise the Lamb of God, in this partial Daniel fast. A Daniel fast is really 21 days. In this partial Daniel fast, and enter into this, praise the Lamb of God, so that we can all have power, authority, and anointing, praise the Lamb of God, as we go forth, hallelujah, possessing the promises. I believe, people of God, hallelujah, I'm hearing so many testimonies, praise God. I just heard Bishop Morton talking about his church needed $200,000+ for the IRS, something happened, blah, 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 blah. Tyler Perry stepped up and just paid it all, just wrote a check for him, praise the Lamb of God. Iris on the Facebook just posted the automobiles, sent her money back that she didn't even supposed to get. She just bought a new Mercedes truck. They sent her enough money back to pay off, praise the Lamb of God, her Mercedes truck so that she'll be debt-free riding. People of God, God is doing some tremendous things. Our sister, praise the Lamb of God, I hope she's here today. I put on her Facebook page to call in, praise the Lamb of God. I don't see her number. I'm gonna spank her when I see her, praise the Lamb of God. Our daughter Trivia down in New Orleans, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I wanted her to testify concerning that home that we prophesied to her. Praise them. The Lord spoke in January concerning that. She's in the promise. Praise the Lamb. She's not trying to get it. She's in the promise. God is doing some miraculous things. Praise the Lamb of God. Young lady down in, praise the Lamb of God, Albuquerque, New Mexico. God spoke to her about promotion, spoke to her about increase. The president of the corporation emails her, told her, we're about to restructure, praise the Lamb of God, your pay, praise the Lamb, and give you increase. God is doing what he said he was going to do. Some of us, praise the Lamb of God, may need to reposition ourselves, and this is the cause of the fast, praise the Lamb of God, so we can get spiritually on target with God so that we can possess what God will have us to possess. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We're going to go into prayer now. I need my daughter Bertha to come pray for us today. Praise the Lamb of God. Bertha, if you're here today, hallelujah, push one on the dial and lead us in prayer if you don't mind. Praise the Lamb of God praying for us today. I am excited about what God is doing in this season. I'm excited about each of you. I'm excited, praise the Lamb of God, about, hallelujah, the power of God and how God is manifesting healing and deliverance. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness, they've given me reports from the Texas area about while we were down there, the things that God did, praise the Lamb of God, are manifesting now. I told you yesterday, praise the Lamb of God, the pastor herself, hallelujah, received three properties yesterday, and I just prophesied it to her last Thursday. She has the three properties, the deeds to them in her hand already. Praise the Lamb of God. God is a great and awesome God. Praise the Lamb of God. Bertha, how are you doing today?
I am blessed, Papa. How are you?
I am blessed and highly favored. I thank God for you, woman of God. Praise the Lamb of God. I know, people of God, we're getting a little late in the show today, but I'm on a conference call even now, listening to a conference call with my presiding bishop, praise the Lamb of God, and we're doing this show at the same time. So bear with us today, praise the Lamb of God. But he has some important information to disseminate that affects me, which affects you. Praise the Lamb of God. I love you all today. Bertha is leading us in prayer now. Praise the Lamb of God. Let us look to the throne of grace, remembering those who are sick. Praise the Lamb of God, shut in, who are less fortunate. Praise those on our page who are requesting prayer. This is one of our most powerful intercessors, and we're asking Bertha now to lead us to the throne. Hallelujah.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now, Lord, asking
yes,
you to forgive
Lord.
Me
yes,
all
Lord.
Of my sins, knowing and unknowing. Father God, wash me in your precious blood, that I can come boldly before your throne as I stand in the gap interceding for those that are sick and afflicted in their bodies, for every nation, for every kingdom, for those that are in the mental institutions, for those
hallelujah
that are in the jailhouses, oh God. We stand in the gap for them right now, for every apostle, every prophet, every pastor, every evangelist and teacher that you have ordained and called to lead your people, oh God. We stand in the gap, listening up to you now, oh God. We thank you for the healings that are taking place in the bodies of your people. Father God, you said in your word that with the stripes of your son, that he took all that old rugged cross, that healing was in every one of those stripes.
Everybody,
oh God. And we thank you that they are healed. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, for every promise that you have released in your spoken word. We thank you for the manifestation, oh God. God, this is praise day. And we praise you. We exalt you. We adore you. We love you, oh God. We thank you for your marvelous work. Oh God, we ask you now in the name of Jesus. Release the fire, oh God. Your holy presence, oh God, to dwell in us as we go through this fast. God, the spiritual gifts, the anointing that you have spoken in our lives, and release all of us, oh God. Let them manifest that we'll walk boldly for you, oh God. Store up the gifts, oh God, that we'll speak your word as you said speak it. Empower us, oh God, with the anointings of God from our lives. Release, oh God, power in your people now. Every apostle, oh God, that they'll speak your word. They will not be distracted, hindered, or deteriorated from your word, oh God. You are the true and the living God. Oh God, we thank you for the promise, oh God. All the benefits that come with the promise. We are the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God, you said in your word that blessings will overtake us. Our seed will be blessed. Thank you, oh God, for blessing our land. We thank you for finding that we will spirit that have been set against your kingdom. God, we thank you that you have shifted the atmosphere. We your glory, oh God. Man,
hallelujah.
You know that the shakings of this earth is because God, his glory, is dwelling in the midst of his people. God, you say we are your chosen people, a peculiar nation, a royal priesthood. We are the glory carriers, and we thank you, oh God, that the glory of God is dwelling in us. Man can see the light of God. When they see us, they see Jesus. God, we thank you for all that you are doing, for all that you have done, and for all that you're going to do. We just worship you, Lord. We love you, God, because you first loved us. We thank you that wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and revelation lives in us. And you're stirring it up, oh God. Visions are coming clearer. Dreams are manifesting. Discernment is stronger. We thank
oh God.
You, oh God. For the authority you have given us, that we have dominion back, oh God. We thank you for believe and we claim it through faith. And we magnify you, Lord. We give you all the glory. We give you all of the praise. In the name of your son, Christ Jesus. Oh, thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That we dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Oh, God, we thank you that you are our shepherd. We look to the hills so we're coming by help. Oh, God, Lord, all our help comes through you. The earth is yours, oh, God, in the fullness of the earth. Oh, Shanda, in your speed. My Shanda, in your power. Thank you, oh, God. Hallelujah. The grace abounds. Oh, thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your mercy. Your love and kindness for your people. We thank you, Lord. Oh, we glorify God. We glorify God. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, God. For the souls that are coming in, oh God. For the Lord being suffering and rich. We thank you, oh God, that the captives are being set free. Oh God, we thank you that broken hearts are being lifted. Oh, you are giving your son. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we are good, Lord Jesus. We thank you. Oh God, we thank you for your blood. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. Oh, yeah, you are holy, Lord. You are holy. Be holy, for I am holy. You are there with your sin. Oh, glory, God. Glory, God. Glory, God. We thank you for life, oh, God. We thank you for life, oh, God. You are the head of the breeze. Without you, we're nothing, Jesus. But with you, oh, God, we're more than conquerors. Oh, yeah, there you see. We are victorious in you, oh, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, my lady, my son, let you see. Glory, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you for bringing marriages, couples, and homes back together. Unity and oneness, oh, God. We thank you for your peace, oh, God. Thank you for your mercy, oh, God. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord, oh, God. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. Bless your name, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. Glory to your name, God. Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, 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 we thank you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, we thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for renewing and refreshing us, oh God. Oh, God, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the vision of Apostle Shakespeare. Thank you, Lord. Continue to strengthen him, oh God. Revive, restore, renew, oh God. Oh, yeah, she under your son. Oh, she under your feet. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you. Oh, Jesus, thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Praise God. God, praise God. Praise God.
We give you.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Bless your
thank
name.
You, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Waymaker. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Caller 321 area code. Who's calling?
God bless you, man of God. How are you today?
I'm blessed of the Lord. Who's calling today?
This is Tony, man of God, from Florida.
How you doing, Tony?
I'm all right, man of God. I said, Lord, I was trying to get in contact because I didn't know if your show was off. So I said, let me call. I feel led to call the man of God today. I feel it's an expression of the Holy Ghost today.
Oh, wonderful, man of God. Amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Well, this is our praise and worship day here. Praise the Lamb.
Oh, okay. Hey,
and we're here giving God praise and adoration for what he's doing, and we have entered into our fast. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Seeking the face of God for the promises that he has placed upon our lives.
All
with an awesome God we serve. Praise the
glory,
Lamb.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Praise God. My goodness gracious. What an awesome God. Boy, hallelujah. I didn't know if you heard that woman of God just finished praying. Boy, she's prayed heaven down today. Praise the Lamb of God. Praise God out of Detroit, Michigan. One of my intercessors there on our page, and we thank and praise God for Bertha today. Praise God. Oh, what an awesome we serve. So many testimonies. Praise the Lamb of God. So many people are being blessed in miraculous ways because of the move of God, what God is doing in this season. Praise the Lamb. It's in the very air. There's excitement in the air for those of who've been in our secret places. Hallelujah. Been in the secret closet, talking with God, sharing with God. Praise the Lamb of God, and receiving the unctions. Praise the Lamb of God, and the direction of God that he's given us in this season. Praise the Lamb of God, so that we can do what God would have us to do. Hallelujah. The promises that God has given us now is to empower us to do what God has called us to do with no stress and strain. He wants to lift the heavy burden, but at the same time, he wants us to be able to bless, praise the Lamb of God, in a way, hallelujah, that's going to be a blessing to others. That's where it's at right now, people of God, being a blessing to others through the resources that God give you. When you set yourself in that mold and say, God, here I am, I'm willing to be a blessing, praise the Lamb of God, then the blessing can come upon you. Hallelujah. The promise can come upon you swiftly as you possessed it, because God can trust you with it. My God, my God, my God. I'm just excited about God today, people of God, and what God is doing. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. We were looking at, praise the Lamb of God, the Psalms of David, praise God, and how God has blessed this man of God, hallelujah, to do all of these hymns and his musicians and things of this nature. Hallelujah. Of course, they are credited, many of them, to different people, including Moses. Praise the Lamb of God. But when I looked at what is called, praise the Lamb of God, prophetic praise, hallelujah, is connected to prophetic prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. It's when God downloads, hallelujah, by his Spirit, the music of heaven in your heart, hallelujah, so that, praise the Lamb of God, it caused you to be jubilant in a certain area concerning a certain thing. Praise the Lamb of God. When God downloads by his Spirit, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God, power, praise the Lamb of God, through a song. Hallelujah. I know many of you, you know, we have discussed before how we have awakened out of sleep. Praise the Lamb of God. And God has given us a song. Hallelujah. God has given us a song that has caused us, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, to say, my God in heaven, praise the Lamb of God. As I sung that song, when I rose up out of the bed, mountains were moved, chains fell off, joy came upon me, praise the Lamb of God, because the scripture says he gives us songs of deliverance in the night. He gives us praises, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, in the night, to bring us forth out of, praise the Lamb of God, conditions and circumstances that we're in. The people of God do not pay enough attention to what the Spirit of God is doing, praise the Lamb of God, how God is using things around you, such as music and things of that nature that you are acquainted with. And then even sometimes prophetic song comes to us, praise the Lamb of God, through, watch this now, it comes to us, praise the Lamb of God, through melodies and lyrics that we've never heard before. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Songs in the night, praise the Lamb of God. Songs in the daytime that you will sing, hallelujah, a melody to God. You will sing it, and you've never sung it before. and probably can't ever sing it again. Praise the Lamb of God. A spiritual melody, hallelujah, that's connected to your situation or your circumstances that will break forth. Praise the Lamb of God. I got another caller. Error code 918, who's calling me?
Cheryl.
Cheryl, how you doing today?
Fine, thank you, sir.
Wonderful. What you got to talk about?
Well, this is my first time ever listening to you all. And I saw your show with Prophetic Perspective. And I've been listening.
Yes.
And I was just wondering if you would pray and share with me anything the Holy Spirit has for you to share with me today.
Okay, well, just hold on, okay?
Okay.
All right, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So as I was saying, people of God, the prophetic, hallelujah, is a powerful avenue, praise the Lamb of God, that God uses to bring us to the place, hallelujah, of brokenness. Through prophetic song, it brings us to the place of repentance. It can bring us to the place of conviction. It can bring us to the place of intercession. It can bring us to the place of, praise the Lamb of God, intimacy with God. Hallelujah. Boy, I tell you, even lamenting, he can give you a song, praise the Lamb of God, a prophetic song that will bring you to the place of prayer. Hallelujah. When you get to that place of prayer, you will find yourself, hallelujah, interceding and praying, hallelujah, lamenting and offering supplications in a way that you never have before. You'll find yourself pressed into a place, hallelujah, because the song that God has given you, the praise that God has given you, has already, watch this now, caused his spirit to come upon you. He has filled you, praise the Lamb of God, with his spirit, because he inhabits the praises, hallelujah. His spirit has given you the song, and as you sing in it, you will feel the very presence of God. As you go into prayer, the Holy Ghost, praise the hallelujah. Boy, I know this is good stuff here, will lead you, praise the Lamb of God, in prayer, praying for things and for people, praise the Lamb of God, that you normally would not pray for, praise the Lamb of God. These are the type of prayers, these are the type of praises that breaks the yoke, praise the Lamb of God, that destroys it, that releases the breaker anointing, that causes us, praise the Lamb of God, to move in a deep place, hallelujah, with the Father. I tell you, people of God, our lack of being sensitive, praise the Lamb of God, to the Holy Spirit, hallelujah. Our lack of being sensitive and discerning what the Lord is doing with us, praise the Lamb of God. We just get up and go to singing. We don't even hardly acknowledge that this song was in my spirit when I woke up. We just start singing, praise the Lamb of God. Before you know it, you are in a spiritual place, or you will turn on your music box, whatever it is, your iPad or your computer or your television, wherever your music flow comes through, and you will change your frequency. Praise the Lamb of God. You will disrupt the flow of where God is trying to take you, because he has given you one song by his spirit to lead you into that special place. Praise the Lamb of God, of deliverance, healing, wherever God is trying to take you by his spirit, and you will change the flow by putting on something you want to hear rather than something that the spirit has given you that's going to penetrate the atmosphere. Praise the Lamb of God, that's going to get you to the place you need to be so you can be heard by God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God and flex the muscles of God. What an awesome God we serve. Hallelujah. That God would allow his spirit to minister to us in a way, praise the Lamb of God, that brings these powerful results. That God will cause us to minister in a way that will bring us these powerful results. My God in heaven. I wanted to tell the people of God this today. Praise the Lamb of God, because so many of us are missing God. So many of us are missing God. And I want you to be sensitive to this during this fast period. While we're fasting these 7 days, I want you to be very sensitive to this PSM, Praise the Lamb of God, and watch God give you songs in the night. Watch yourself awaken in the morning, praise the Lamb of God, with a song singing in your spirit already. Praise the Lamb of God, as though you've been in concert all night. Hallelujah. As though you've been in a place all night long that God has given you a song. And then if you minister that song to God, not sing it to yourself, I say that all the time, the majority of the reason why we don't get breakthroughs, praise the Lamb of God, and enter the presence of God, because we're not singing to God. We're singing to ourselves. Praise the Lamb of God. We play the music for ourselves and not for the ministry of the priesthood of the believer to minister unto God, praise the Lamb of God, a love song. To minister unto God music, praise the Lamb of God, that comes out of our heart and our spirit that connects with His, praise the Lamb of God. And that's what God wants from us. Hallelujah. We must become sensitive in this season. Hallelujah. We must become ultra sensitive to what God is doing in us and through us, praise the Lamb of God. Because right there, in that very place, is your breakthrough. Right there, in that very place, praise the Lamb of God, is what God wants to speak to you at. You can change the frequency, praise the Lamb of God, and you'll be on AM and God is on FM. You can change the frequency and you will wind up saying, I miss God today, praise the Lamb of God. You will wind up feeling, I woke up this morning, a song was in my heart, I was feeling good, praise the Lamb of God, and I changed it, and I changed, praise the Lamb of God, because you wasn't where God was. You wasn't where the Holy Spirit was leading you. Praise the Lamb of God. You went into another place in another direction. I was in Dallas, Texas, in one of the sessions. Minister of Music dealt with the sound, praise the Lamb of God. And as he was ministering, God opened up my heart, my mind, and my understanding concerning the sound, praise the Lamb of God, the sound of heaven, hallelujah. He opened up, praise the Lamb of God, my discernment about sound, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. There is a sound, praise the Lamb of God, of deliverance. There is a sound, praise the Lamb of God. When the people were in the upper room, praise the Lamb of God, as they tarried for the Holy Spirit, the Bible said, and there came a sound, praise the Lamb of God, as a mighty rushing wind. That's right there in the book of Acts, the second chapter. Praise the Lord. There came a sound as of a mighty rushing wind. When you look at, praise the Lamb of God, passages of scripture such as, praise the Lamb of God, the walls of Jericho, a sound, praise the Lamb of God, of men marching. When you look at those lepers that sat outside the city of Samaria and the enemy's camp was there in front of them, a sound, praise the Lamb of God, of men going to war. All through the scriptures, you hear, praise the Lamb of God, and read concerning a sound, praise the Lamb of God. I can only testify and tell you what has happened to me in my greatest, praise the Lamb of God, theophanies and revelations of God, as God called me into the ministry, praise the Lamb of God, placing me in a trance, a sound came first, praise the Lamb of God. When the angels stood at my bedside, a sound came first, praise the Lamb of God. Music ushered in the presence of God. I'm trying to bless somebody today. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm trying to bless somebody today so that, praise the Lamb of God, you can get from the basement of your relationship to a deeper degree, praise the Lamb of God, of your prayer life during this fast. When you come out of a fast, you should come out in a greater place of revelation, inspiration, and aspiration than you did when you went in. You should not go come out the same way you went in. Do your fast was useless. Praise the Lamb of God. You should understand God a little bit better when you come out the fast. You should understand, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, how God deals with you, hallelujah, just a little better when you come out the fast. Something dynamic should happen to you. You should hear God. You should hear the sound. Praise the Lamb of God. You should hear music. Hallelujah, that's been given to you, whether it seems like it's outside of you or within you. You may wake up with it just as I was teaching and instructing. Praise the Lamb of God. But we need to be sensitive, hallelujah, to these to what God is doing, because those are as prophetic triggers that takes you to a place and into a dimension. Praise the Lamb of God, that's going to be a blessing to your life. Hallelujah. It takes you into a place and a dimension that's going to be a blessing to your life. Praise the Lamb of God. I want you to receive what God has for you. Praise the Lamb of God. I want you to get to the place where God has for you. There's some callers here. Praise the Lamb of God. Hold on, let me see who this is. Area code 224. Your mic is hot.
Hey. Hello, Prophet. This is Maggie Neese. How are you?
I'm blessed today. How you doing, Maggie?
I am good. I just wanted to testify that last year I had an occurrence that every time, and I didn't understand it then, so I thank you for this teaching because it has helped me understand what was happening. And it happened for about 3 days straight. Every time I tried to pray, all I could hear was sounds from heaven, and it was drowning me out, like to the point where I could not even pray. It was like I could only hear angels worshiping, and it's so loud that every time I began to try to pray, I just couldn't. And I did not understand that then, what was happening, and it was taking me to a place of praise, but I didn't quite understand it, so I didn't quite get there. But I just want to testify that that has happened to me as well, that it was so loud that it completely drowned out my prayer.
My
like
God.
Every time I tried to open up my mouth to talk, they drowned me out. And I could only hear music and worship.
Yes, Lord. Music and worship. Praise the Lamb of God. See, people of God, this is exactly what I'm speaking on right now. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Music and worship. Praise the Lamb of God. It's the usherers. Watch this now. Praise the Lamb of God of a mighty move of God. Hallelujah. You just must learn, hallelujah, to be sensitive to when God has birthed it by his spirit. He wants to bring you into his presence. It's a beckoning. It's a call of God for you to come. Praise the Lamb of God. But if you are insensitive, you'll never make it. Now, I'm not insulting anybody, praise them, that's on the line today or just listening. This is not an insult. I'm not attacking anybody. And I don't want you to take this wrong, praise the Lamb. But please take this in the spirit of love. A lot of us, praise the Lamb of God, if we were sensitive when we rose, praise the Lamb. I'm talking about saved, filled with the Holy Ghost people now. I'm talking about people who really, praise the Lamb, is in the Word and trying their best to obey God and praying and things of this nature. Praise the Lamb of God, you have the gift of the Holy Ghost. When you respond, praise the Lamb of God, in the way that God will have you to, you will wind up hearing God speak to you 9 times out of 10. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You can get into the presence of God and hear God speaking to you, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. I'm telling you, praise the Lamb. I know you said, well, you're a prophet. No, praise the Lamb of God. I learned how to get into the presence of God, hallelujah, through my mother and through my pastor before, praise the Lamb of God, I ever acknowledged my prophetship, should I say, praise the Lamb of God. I learned that. I learned how to hear God, praise the Lamb of God. I learned it, hallelujah. And I demanded it from God because I knew God could talk, hallelujah. But I learned also that when God initiates, praise the Lamb of God, you coming into his presence in order to hear his voice and things of that nature, praise the Lamb of God, you must follow his pattern and not yours. And 9 times out of 10, we want to set up a pattern. And then we get to a place and say, well, the Lord ain't saying nothing. The Lord be saying, you're not on my frequency. You're not where I am, praise the Lamb of God. Because if you was where I am, you would be hearing me talking to you, praise the Lamb of God. We could have a sweet communion. Boy, Maganese, that was good. Let me see who this is here. Erico 301.
Praise the Lord, Prophet. God bless you.
God bless you. Who's calling?
Amen. This is Sister Cheryl calling from Washington, D.C.
Hi, how you doing, honey?
It is well with me. God bless you. You are blessing my soul. You are blessing me richly. What you're speaking on is what I've been experiencing even the more of late. The songs of the Lord that has been coming upon me in the night hour and early in the morning as I awaken, and the Lord is even leading me as I pray now. He's shifting the time of prayer that prophetic songs come forth, or instead of me speaking words, I will sing certain things out. And I'm not really a singer, but I'm just learning to flow with God's spirit. And that which you are speaking and releasing is giving me greater insight that I will commit to it more and be more sensitive to God. I feel such a stirring and rumbling even in my belly as you were speaking that I was compelled to just call in and just openly acknowledge before a living God that I hear his voice and that I will obey. And I am coming in agreement with you guys in a time of fasting as well. I stand in need of a miracle that only God can perform, and I believe that this will be the steps and the gateway that will lead me to obtain that. So I'm just grateful and thanking God today. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Hallelujah. Sweetheart, let me tell you something. Praise the Lamb of God. This is the season of signs, wonders, and miracles, and that's
yes.
why I'm on this show today, praise the Lamb of God, teaching what I'm teaching, because I want the people of God to receive from God what he has for us, and not only, praise the Lamb of God, to receive a miracle, but to be the miracle, to
yes.
be the person that God can use to release miracles and work miracles through. Praise the
yeah.
Lamb of God. And that's what God is looking for in this season. Hallelujah. But I want to say this to you. Praise the Lamb of God. I speak miracles over your life. Hallelujah. I speak miracles in your life.
Glory, God
will work what is needed for you in his
Glory,
way. Hallelujah. In his time. Where he desires to do it. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the today. I bless you, Father, and I pray now, hallelujah, that what she is expecting of you, hallelujah, Father, that you would release her in the blessed name of Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, my God, that you would release it now in the name of Yeshua, in Jesus' name. Wait a minute. The Lord is speaking. Hallelujah. God said, by this time tomorrow, it'll be done. Praise the Lamb of God. That's what the Lord told me to tell you. By this time tomorrow, it'll be done. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. I speak what I hear the Lord speak. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'll be waiting on you to talk to us and give us your testimony. Praise the Lamb. Where is my daughter? Is this her down here? Praise the Lamb of God. All right, Sylvia, be blessed now. Is this trivia?
Yes, this is Treva.
Ah, Treva. I always call you Trivia, don't I?
That's fine. That's how it's pronounced. It's pronounced Trivia.
Okay. Praise the love of God. Hallelujah. Trivia, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing fine. I'm just excited. I'm just excited about what God is doing. I'm doing great.
Come on, get this testimony out here. I want these people to hear this testimony.
Okay. It was January 17th to be exact, that the word of the Lord came from you about receiving the home, our new home, and it said it's not going to be too long before you receive it. Well, my testimony is that we're in our new home.
Lord Jesus.
We're in the new home, and not only is the home, it's a blessing. I love it. My children love it. Everybody's excited about it. And not only about the pool, we also have a lake in the back of the yard.
Lord have mercy.
In the back of the home is a lake. And in that subdivision, you know, if you want to go fishing or whatever, you go fishing. But we also have a lake back there. And it's 3,200 square feet.
What you talking about, girl?
It's
Get on out of here.
It's a beautiful home, yes. And the perfect thing about it.
There.
It's brand new. No one lived in it.
It's what?
It's brand new. Brand new built. No one have lived in it at all. And was so excited. I knew it was God working because the home was set for one price. And they already had a contract on the home. And for some reason, the contract fell through or whatever, whatever. But anyway, the builder, he was like, no, he was ready to sell. He was ready. He didn't want it to sit or whatever, so we got it $100,000 lower than the asking price. How you like that one?
Lord Jesus. Well, I tell y'all, God is doing great and marvelous things.
Yes, he is. Oh. He is.
Y'all hear that? It's brand spanking new.
Never a man lived in. Nope.
Oh, my goodness gracious. 3,200
nope.
square feet.
Yes.
Lord
and that's living.
This,
that's
a pool
living
and
space.
A lake.
That's living space.
Lord have mercy. Praise the
yes.
Lord.
Yes. Yes, I'm excited.
Set up the prophet's room up in there. Oh,
yes,
God.
Yes.
Here,
you know I got
back.
The prayer room and everything together. You know I got it.
Let me help me get it together. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
Well, people of God, I tell you now. Now, I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this, and I ain't going off on nobody. Praise the Lamb of God. But this young lady is a sower. Amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. There's a lot of us who want from God that won't give God a dime. We stingy
yes.
with God. This woman here is a sower. Those
yes.
of you that sow sparingly going to reap sparingly. Praise the Lamb of God.
That's
my
right.
daughter,
that's
Madanice, waiting on the blessing to come to your house. I was praying for her this morning. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm waiting on the blessing to come down. I want, because she's going to shout, and I'm going to hear it all the way from the south side of Chicago to Detroit. Praise the Lamb of God. When the Lord
blesses,
I'm waiting on Maganice's testimony about what God has done for her. Praise the Lamb of God. It's way overdue. Praise the Lamb of God. It's way overdue, but it shall come to pass. Oh, my goodness, what a wonderful God
yes.
we serve today. Praise the Lamb of God. Well, people of God, I tell you, listen to me. I want to talk to you a minute, Trivia, because
okay.
maybe you can help us here. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, Trivia, how did you all go about finding the house and stuff? What was the steps? What took place? Praise the Lamb of God. What made you go look at this house?
Well, this house was a long time waiting, Prophet. Let me tell you. The process started from all the way back then. It was something that I prayed for, you know, and believing God for a new home. Because my current home, we lived in it, which was a starter home when you're starting off, you know, it was small. That home was 1,200 square feet.
Oh, so you were believing God for this home?
Yes, I was believing. This was some years now that went
by.
But what I had to do, I had to, when I prayed for it, believe God and sow seed. Because that's God's word. God honors his word. You pray, you sow your seed for it. And you have to listen to the Spirit of God. When God moves you to give something, do something, or even say something, you must be obedient in doing it.
That's what I want you to do, because some people just think this stuff just drop out of the heavens on you. Praise the Lamb of God. But it's a process to it.
No, it's a process. No. I was one. I'm going to be honest, Prophet. I was one that thought that it's supposed to drop out the heavens. I ain't going to lie to you. I thought it was supposed to just fall in my lap. But the word of God said, faith without works is dead. And once I truly, you know, we repeat it over and over again, but once you truly get it in your heart, and once it's in your heart, you're going to do what's in your heart.
Mm.
So once I really got it in my heart, like, okay, faith without works is dead, so let me get to work. So whenever God prompt me to sow here, or not even, it's not always money.
Right.
It'll be your person. I want you to go over there. I want you to help that person. I want you to tell this person this. I want you to do this. And once you get it and follow exactly what God says, and God is already working on your behalf, because we have to remember all these things that God had placed the desires in our heart for is already done. The spiritual, it's already done. God had already did everything for it, so it's already there. But you must do what you need to do for it to manifest. And all that stuff that's in us that we thought that we was over, it's not over. And once you come to recognize that I need deliverance in this area, I need deliverance in that area, because if God would have gave me this home way before when I prayed and wanted it, I wouldn't be in a spiritual place with God that I am in today. Flesh would have took over. Flesh would have been thought, I probably would have been bigoted, arrogant, who knows. You can't touch me, you can't tell me this. And I would have stopped praying and seeking the face of God because my spirit man wasn't ready. I wasn't ready for it. And that's what we all have to understand, being children of God. There are things that God placed a desire for us to want because that's why we want it. But he want us to get into another place with him so you can have it. Because once he give it, it's for another use or purpose. I don't know how long I'm going to be in this house. This house may be, I pay this house off from however it goes, and God might say, I want you to just get this house to someone. And I have to be prepared and be ready if he's saying do that, and go ahead and do it. Because I know what he got for me is better.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. You know, that's why I wanted you to speak on this. I hadn't talked to you about it or anything, but I knew that was a prophetic process, praise the Lamb of God, set in the way so that, praise the Lamb of God, the fulfillment can come. And a lot of people, the Lamb of God, don't understand this. They really do not understand, praise the Lamb of God, the level, praise the Lamb of God, of being in the presence of God, hearing God, and following the prompts of the Holy Spirit in that you're doing. And sometimes those prompts are be still, praise the Lamb.
That's right.
Sometimes those prompts are go here and do this, go here and listen, because God is teaching, training, and tutoring us by his Spirit and through other people to prepare us for what he has for us. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So sometimes you might have to go and sit in a real estate class. You may have to go, praise the Lamb of God, and get around some people, and you think you're there for one thing, but God is really doing something else with you. Praise the Lamb of God. It's a trajectory, praise God, that's Holy Spirit-led that brings you to the place of destiny. Praise God. But when God do it, you sure know he did it. Hallelujah. Because he does something spectacular, praise the Lamb of God, that makes you say, and God did it.
Yes.
$100,000 chopped off, praise the Lamb of God, because the deal fell through and the builder didn't want to play no games no more. He said, forget it. I need to get rid of it so I can go on to the next one. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Suppose impatience had a game.
And
Lord,
prophet.
Yeah.
And what I came, what I realized in the teachings of the Holy Ghost is God, how God worked is with things that don't make sense. Because if he worked with the things that make sense, then we won't believe. Why would you believe in him if it's something that I can think or make sense of? In order for God to get us to see that it's him and it is supernatural, he got to work with the things that don't make sense, because how else is going to get done?
You're right.
If these two is not connecting, then how is going to get done? And that's when God intervened and say, let me show you how it's going to get done. Watch how I do it.
Yeah. You're right.
And the thing about it, Prophet, I've never discussed with you that I was in a process of looking for a home. So that's how I knew it was the Holy Spirit speaking through you when you prophesied that in January, because I've never expressed that to you. And then when it happened, and I say, oh, this is God. I know this is God. Because like I said, it was a long time coming.
Love.
And then on top of that, the home that we're living in, that's selling. We're going to a closing on that home now. So we're not sitting on that. You see how God works?
That's in the sale.
That's in the sale. We're selling the home that we're in. That's right. That means we don't have two house notes to pay. Because as that was my husband, that was his thing. He was like, oh, we don't want to have to pay two house notes, but I'm ready to move or whatever. And I'm telling him, just let God do it. Just calm down, let God do it. Don't say nothing crazy out your mouth. Just let God do it. So it was getting close. And then when we found the home and they were saying, okay, you ready to sell or whatever, I mean, credit went through with flying colors, nothing there. And then our house was still on the market to be sold. And he was like, well, I don't want to have to do two homes. I'm telling him, just calm down. Watch God work. Watch how he works. He said, okay, I'm going to listen to you. I ain't going to say nothing. And sure enough, our realtor bought a young lady to view the home. And immediately she said, I want the home. So we have two things going on at one time. We bought a home and our home is selling.
Now, you got the first home with no down payment.
Right.
I mean, or you had what you needed to get it?
The first home that we had, yes. We had what we needed to get it.
And now you're selling the home you moved out of.
Yes.
With a profit.
That's right.
So you have money to buy new furniture and stuff for the new home.
Thank you. To refurnish the whole home. Because me and my husband always said, well, when we move out of here, we're not taking nothing with us. We just going to start it all over. And he was like, okay, we got this house, that house sale. We need it to get the furniture. Don't look like nothing happening. And all of a sudden, here it come.
You ain't got to take out no equity loan or nothing. God's just going to put it in your hand.
Just put it in the hands. And there we go. And
Lord have mercy. All I'm going to say is remember
me.
Oh,
Lord Jesus.
Glory to Jesus.
And he good. God
remember
is good.
My feed. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Right.
People of God, let me tell you something. If you learn, praise the Lamb of God, these principles and what have you, praise the same things that's happening for others will happen for you. It is the season of manifestation. It is the season of glorious manifestation, praise the Lamb of God. But you must come to a place that you desire to receive from God to the extent, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And let me tell you another thing a lot of people doing that's going to mess them up. They're hearing too many voices.
Yes.
They're listening to too many people. Some of us all over the Facebook, we on every page that somebody with a prophetic word got to say. And praise the Lamb of God, we're in church, and we're over here at this church, then we'll run over here to this church. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That ain't how God operates.
No.
Hallelujah. Some of us are prophetic junkies. Hello, light bulbs. We're becoming prophetic junkies.
That's right.
We just want to hear a word every day, and we're not holding on to the first word. And I'm saying that because I heard you say these words. Praise the Lamb of God. when it was first given to you, you believed it.
Yes.
You held on to it. And you walked in that direction.
Yes.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And God just kept reconfirming his
That's
word
right.
of what he was going to do. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
That's right.
That's what I'm talking about. Praise the Lamb of God. And God will do it in a way, hallelujah, that when he shared with you, when it's getting close to the time, he usually give it to you in a way that it sound brand new to you, and whoever speaks it to you, praise the Lamb of God, that third or fourth time he confirms it, it's
That's
like,
right.
wow. They don't even know I'm praying for a home. They don't even know that, hallelujah, what God has said in the past.
That's right.
Praise God. God puts a stamp and a seal on it to let you know you have
right.
walked on it. It's coming. Praise the Lamb of God. And then it breaks forth on you. I know the Lord laid on my heart to talk about this prophetic prayer. Even while you was talking, the Lord kept telling me, teach my people. Teach them. Teach them, son. Show them. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Right.
So I'm doing my best, hallelujah, to give people revelation so that, praise the Lamb of God, they can apply it to their life. Now, if it worked for this, it'll work for something else.
That's right.
Some people will receive one thing and quit and like, oh, God gave me that, blah, 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 that's it, this is that, and then they go about their business. But if God gave you a house, he can give you a corporation.
That's right.
If he gave you a corporation, he can give you a whole project center. Praise the Lamb of God. He can give you houses and lands. Hallelujah. God's limitation is our limitation.
That's right.
But we break off that. Praise the Lamb of God. And I'm speaking more over your life today in the name of Jesus, that God has more for you than you ever dreamt that he has for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, while your husband is on this, should I say, this blessed, in this blessed place, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. While you and him is in this blessed place, make sure y'all keep peace, harmony, and prayer together, touching and agreeing.
That's right.
That's the power right there, the touching and agreeing, being on one accord, and watch what God does for you. Boy, oh boy, my soul is excited today. Praise the Lamb of God. Woo, Trivia, I was looking for you yesterday. I said, where is my Bayou girl?
So we was doing last-minute runaround, getting stuff together last minute. Actually, we was in Jackson, Mississippi. We drove out there to get some stuff for the salon, and we came back. So that's where I was. That's where we was yesterday. But I, you know, when I get home at night, I put the show on. I listen to, you know, the show. Whenever I miss it, I'll go back and I listen to it.
So you heard me calling your name.
Yes.
You heard me calling your name on the show. Where you at?
Yes, when I listened to it yesterday evening when I got home.
Yeah, because it was an exciting show on yesterday. Praise the Lamb of God. While I'm on the show, the lady called from Texas. Pastor Helen Epps calls from Texas. Y'all excuse me. Pastor Helen Epps, she calls from Texas and says, Prophet, is you sitting down? I say, Helen, I'm on the show. They were praying. Somebody was praying. And she says, well, I called to tell you that what you prophesied to me Thursday has come to pass. You said God was going to give me three properties.
Mm-hmm.
He gave me the church building. He gave me the auditorium, the fellowship hall building, which is a separate building, and
mm-hmm.
he gave me the house next door. He gave me all three properties at one time. And when I went to the auction without the money to bid on it, they told me I was going to need $25,000. And the lady walked up and asked me, is you going to bid on this? And I told her I didn't have the money. She said, how much you need? $25,000. She said, I got it, and wrote the check and handed it to me. Says,
look at God.
Oh, Now you know that blew me right on away. And then here you come back talking about this home. Praise the Lamb of God. Other people talking about promotion. God told us, right here on this show, He said, praise the Lamb of God, in a week's time, you all are going to see, praise the Lamb of God, that the promises are going to start manifesting.
That's right.
God told us. Praise the Lamb of God. And here they are. Here they are. Praise the Lamb of God.
That's right.
Manifest.
And Prophet, what else I wanted to say to the listening audience, we're in this season where it's supernatural. The Spirit of God is really, really heavy. And if we would truly, truly humble ourselves, repent for everything, even stuff that we wasn't aware that we did.
Hallelujah.
And dig into this move. Every promise God said that He's going to give from Deuteronomy all the way into the New Testament is going to manifest. And it's manifesting right now. It's not too late.
You've got
to get into that secret place with God, because He's telling you to move like this. Now, if you not ready, he got to go. But don't be scared. Don't worry. What you got to lose? We done tried our luck on all things worldly and fail. What you got to lose with God? The only thing with God, you never lose it. You never lose. So if we would get our spiritual ears keen to what He's doing right now in this season and get to moving, God is not going to fail. He said He'll never fail, He'll never leave us, never forsake us. He loves us. When He say He loves us, He loves us. He gave His Son. And
yes,
Jesus loved us enough to complete the task that God sent Him in this earth to do. What more?
God.
Now, if God say He's going to do it, He's going to do it. And it's not in our timing that we expect that we need it to be done, because guess what? When we want it done, it's something that needs to be chipped off. That's why we didn't get it at that time when we wanted it. But when God release it and give it, it's in the perfect time. Because like I said before, if He hadn't given me this stuff before then, I'd probably be rotten by now. Nobody probably couldn't tell me a thing. But He knew that I had to chip away from Treva. I had to chip away from you, because I need you to see, because what I got for you is much more than what this is. This is just minute in His eyesight of what He had for me and us. So
and some people don't recognize that, Treva, that sometimes God take away from you. He takes something away from you to make you come into His presence for more.
That's right. Because
we get comfortable with the little we have. If God just paid me alone, if God just paid my bills every month, I'm satisfied. Thank you, Father. I got a little change in the bank. Thank you, Father. I'll never cry out for more.
That's right.
But now if I start losing, praise the Lamb of God, then I'll start pressing in saying, Father, I'm look like I'm going to lose this place. Father, I know you
That's
got
right.
another place for me. Give me the place that you told me. You told me you was going to give me this. And you. Now, God said, now I can bring you into what I have for you.
That's
Praise
right.
the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because we get comfortable in one place. We get
That's
comfortable
right.
in one setting. We get comfortable, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And we don't want to leave out of what God has for us. Hold on, I got to tell this lady one thing right here. Praise the Lamb of God. Sweetheart, you still there?
Yes, sir.
Your name's Cheryl?
Yes, sir.
Cheryl, three things is good God's going to do for you this year. Praise the Lamb of God. Three things God's going to do for you this year. Number one, praise the Lamb of God. The God says He's going to take you out of the place that you're in. Number two, the Lord says He's going to give you more in one lump sum than you have ever had in your whole life. Number three, God said those around you going to know who you are. Those are the three things God said He's going to do for you this year. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And listen to me. Can I tell you something?
Yes, sir.
This is going to happen real fast. So get your Air Jordans on. Get your gym shoes on. This is going to happen real fast. Praise the Lord. This is not no way off word. God is about to bless you. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. God's got a blessing for you, and it's a big one. Hallelujah. He's going to bless you. Get ready for it. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, I thank you for your daughter. I command strength to her now. Hallelujah. And I pray, Father, that even as you have spoken, so shall it be. I pray, Father, hallelujah, that her heart be strengthened, her mind and her spirit, that she can live the life that you have spoken over her. Hallelujah. That she can walk in the prophetic, hallelujah, vestment that you have ordained over her life. I pray now, Father, that you would move upon her by your spirit and allow her to be led by your spirit, that all the things that you promise manifest quickly. In Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah and amen. All right,
amen.
You be blessed.
Okay, thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. People of God, I tell you, oh, my goodness, what a wonderful God that we serve. I'm talking to Travia, and God just started talking. He said, now go tell her, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, this, that, and another. I love the way God does what he does, praise the Lamb of God, when he do what he does. When he do what he does it so well. Praise the Lamb.
Yes.
What people of God, what a show. I tell you, we come to a place, hallelujah, of being sensitive to God. And once you start being sensitive to God, people of God, I can't stress this enough. Once you start being sensitive to the Lord, hallelujah, you start really, really understanding the way God is dealing with you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's number one. The second thing is, when you come into the place of being able to hear God, praise the Lamb of God, speak to you in your inner ear by his spirit, you're in a powerful, blessed place, and you cannot compromise that place with sin. Praise the Lamb of God. Everywhere I go now, Sunday and the two churches I ministered at in Texas, down in Dallas-Fort Worth, I led the people into repentance. Praise the Lamb of God. That's where I'm taking people at, into repentance, and I'm teaching them what repentance really is. Praise the Lamb of God. So that they can get their lives together with God. Hallelujah. And then move on forward into a greater dimension, into a greater life. Praise the Lamb of God, with a greater purpose. Hallelujah. When you can walk away from the wrong way and turn to God and say, Lord, I'm going to live your way now. Praise the Lamb of God. That's it right there, Trevia. You get on track then. Then you find yourself, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, being moved by the Spirit at strange times.
That's
because
right.
Because you're a yielded vessel. Then when you get your environment around you together, hallelujah, some of us can't stop hanging out with crazy people. People who ain't going to do nothing for God, they ain't going to do nothing but distract you. We still opening our doors for them. Know why? Because we lonely. Praise
right.
the Lamb of God. We lonely. We want some company. Right, when we need to keep the I'm busy with the Lord sign on the door. Praise God.
That's right.
Hallelujah. If you started a prayer meeting with them in there, they'll never come back. They probably never come back. Praise the Lamb of God. And every time they come, they have something with them that you know shouldn't be in your house. If it's nothing but the conversation they have. Praise the Lamb of God. They start gossiping. They start backbiting. They start talking about people. And you just need to let them stay on the other side of the door because you have declared your environment as holy ground. Praise the Lamb of God. Once you create that atmosphere, praise the Lamb of God, on the outside of you as well as on the inside of you, now, praise the Lamb of God, you have a unified dwelling for God. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, when you'll get more revelation when you're in your own home than you will at church. You'll
That's
get
right.
more revelation when you're alone by yourself in your house, whether you're in the bathroom, the kitchen, or wherever, you'll start hearing the Lord speak to you greater and greater and greater. Praise
That's
the
right.
Lamb of God. You'll be like, Lord, have mercy. I heard you, God. I guess I have to do that. I'm going to take care of that, Lord. I'm going to make that work. Praise the Lamb of God. You will hear God. Our problem is sanctifying the grounds. Praise the Lamb of God. That must be sanctified. Number three is entering into that secret closet. Praise the Lamb of God. That place of prayer, that place of praise, that place of worship and intimacy with God, so that God, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God, can hear our voice crying out unto him, and then being patient in his presence until he responds. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A lot of people don't have that kind of patience. They really don't. They can't be still and hear God. Hallelujah. They stay on the wrong frequency all the time. They stay
That's
on
right.
They live on the wrong frequency. But when you're on the right frequency with God, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, the Lord will lead your steps every day.
That's
Not
right.
some days, every day of your life, praise the Lamb of God, the Lord will lead you. He will take you, praise the Lamb, he will guide you, hallelujah. They told me this Saturday at the funeral, they want me to read the 23rd Psalm. They said, we know you know that one. I said, not only do I know it, I know the shepherd.
That's
hallelujah.
Right.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I know the shepherd of the 23rd Psalm. And yes, he leads me in a path of righteousness for his name's sake. He leads me beside the still waters. Praise the Lamb of God. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil because he's with me. Praise the Lamb of God. His rod and his staff comfort me. He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Praise. You can't testify that if you ain't listening to the voice of God. You can't testify that. How in the world are you going to say God is the Lord is your shepherd and you can't hear him? My sheep know my voice.
Okay.
Listen to that passage of scripture. My sheep know my voice. They know when I'm talking to them.
That's right.
And a stranger they will not follow. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
That's
now,
right.
One or two things happen. Either God is speaking to you and you're not his sheep because you're not following his voice. Praise the Lamb of God. Or you're ignoring God. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. But we must come to the place, hallelujah, of allowing God to be the God that he say he is in our life and stop making the word of God of no effect. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And that's what we do 9 times out of 10. We cause mm-hmm. the word of God to be of none effect. Praise the Lamb of God. Because we refuse, hallelujah, we refuse, praise the Lamb of God, to submit ourselves unto the King of Kings. To submit
right.
ourselves unto the Lord of Lords. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, it's been good. I'm getting off the show early today. Praise the Lamb of God just to rest my voice. Hallelujah. I got funerals this week. Praise the Lamb of God and things of that nature. And I got to pace myself. I love all of you all today. What a wonderful show has been. Know that I love you. I bless you, people of God. I'm excited about your future. Trivia, thank you for being here today. Thank you for such a powerful testimony. Maganese, thank you for being on the show. Bertha, thank you for your intercession. Praise the Lamb of God. And those of you who've been praying and being with us, God bless you. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. I'm excited about your future, and I'm glad that God is making all of us brand new.
Rolled away. The sunshine is here to stay. man.